And it's a total drum off. We now have John Boone in the studio from Rhythm Interactive. How you doing, John? Welcome along.
I'm great, thank you.
And yeah, what did you think of that Miley track? It's pretty crazy, eh?
It's absolutely phenomenal, and I only wished I could do half of that on drums.
Yeah, hard out, same feelings. Total same feelings. So we've got you along here because you run a group called Rhythm Interactive, and for those of us who perhaps haven't been to any of your workshops or anything like that, what is the general idea behind Rhythm Interactive?
So Rhythm Interactive was formed back in 2003, and it was actually a trip to South Africa that I took where I fell completely in love with the concept of group drumming and this does African rhythms, and I thought I'd take that concept back to New Zealand. So the whole concept behind Rhythm Interactive was to connect people, through music and drumming, but without a single word spoken. So that was the initial shows that we did as a part of a theme, Action Speaks Louder Than Words. Mm-hmm. Initially kind of very much targeted towards the corporate industry as a team building exercise, as an icebreaker show, and that rocketed straight away. We were busy from literally day one.
Far out, that's incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you talk, I've seen, you've done a couple of TED Talks and such things, and I've seen that you talk about this idea of like flow or collective flow, and the idea of getting into this flow state through drumming together. Is that, from what I can kind of understand, it's the idea of kind of being in that moment, and when you're playing and sharing the rhythms with it, you're kind of entering that state of flow, and you're not outside of that moment, you're just in that moment together, right? Does that kind of make sense?
That makes very much sense, and I'm actually quite amazed that you've picked up that much from that, because it seems to be quite a new concept. We ask people after some of our workshops and presentations, do people have they heard of the state of flow? Mm-hmm. And some of them lift up their hands, and then most of them haven't heard of a state of collective flow because it's very, very new. So what happens is, for us on stage as performers to lead a group, you know, I'm just going to name a few numbers. It can be 60, 200 or 800 people on drums, to kind of make sure that they are intrigued, that it's not too difficult, that it's not too easy, to keep their focus level hanging on that balance, because that's where focus lies. You know, focus lies with you not being bored, but also not being overly challenged so that you can't do it.
Yeah.
And without speaking a single word through the performance, people then focus on having to listen and look at what's going on. And when that happens, they go into that deepest state of focus, because being in a state of flow is somebody who's completely focused, completely in the moment of now, and absolutely absorbed in that activity. And a state of collective flow then is a group of people who are all involved in the same activity, all with the common goal in mind, and that's called collective flow. It's a feeling that often I used to ask after shows, hey, did you enjoy that, you know? And you know, people could say what they want, and the majority said yes, but now what I say after performances is hey, did you feel it?
Yeah,
and then there's
a
silence.
Question.
There's a silence. People are going to look at each other, and then they go, "Yeah, yeah," but they're not quite sure what they felt.
What that thing is.
And then I kind of go into that. How did we create that? And what is it possibly that you felt? You know, and part of that is definitely being in a state of a group, total focus.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, yeah, it's really cool.
And you can look at that as kind of like a state of communication as well, right?
Oh.
Like it feels like a conversation when you're in that type of environment.
It's 100% communication, because we're not using the spoken word, we're using music, mm-hmm. we're using a rhythm, and we're communicating between two groups. So people not only have to listen to what we are trying to deliver to them in a sort of a silent teaching method, but they're also, once it's all going with three different rhythms in the audience, they have to listen to each other.
Yeah,
and,
totally.
And in this day and age, when we're kind of walking around with these extended limbs with digital devices on it, listening to each other is becoming something which is a lost art. You know, I've sat in lounges where everybody's on their digital devices and they're texting to each other who wants a cup of tea, you know? So bringing it back to a really ancient instrument, which is the drums, is probably one of the most ancient instruments on this planet.
Mm.
And it's definitely one of the very earliest communication devices.
Yeah.
And then bringing it into a world like we have today, there seems to be a lot of correlation and parallels that people can draw out of that, and it's communication is absolutely one of them.
Yeah.
Probably the highest one.
Yeah, totally. Because
yeah.
I mean, like drums and I guess smoke as well to some extent were like some of the earliest forms of long form communication as well.
Totally.
And so it's really interesting taking that idea of like that, using it for length and distance and that type of thing, but then now bringing it into this like really close, really like right there type of feeling. Yeah, it's super, yeah, it seems super potent.
It's therapeutic as well, you know. I mean, yeah. It is so much. You know, you look at the other cultures outside of the Western cultures, and drumming, singing, and dance is literally a daily activity that they have. It's almost like that they wake up, we have our coffee, that's what they start with. And to introduce that into the Western culture, which is now becoming bigger and bigger and bigger, I mean, it's in us. It's in our cellular structure. It's not that we don't have it.
Rhythm's just part of us.
It's us. And when you introduce people to it that have not been introduced to it before or involved with it as much, they look around and go, my, I actually really like this. This is cool. I feel it, you know. I want to do more of it.
Yeah, totally. No doubt. Yeah. And when you talk about those sort of like health benefits, or however you want to put it, of these things, what is that? How do you kind of like put that into words? Apologies.
So the health benefits is something that we don't really super tap into. So we don't really go and advertise on our website, hey, listen, come and do a health workshop with us. But one thing that I've definitely noticed for myself, you know, like 17 years ago, I became a full-time drummer. I became a full-time doing these shows and interactive shows. And, you know, for me personally, myself, it's completely earthed me. It's completely balanced me. It's something that I now can't live without. And I've got many stories of people that after performances have come up to us, you know, afterwards. And here's a story. Like one day we did a performance. It was pretty much in the earlier stages of Rhythm Interactive. I was still quite nervous about making sure that everybody liked the show. And I was packing up my gear, and this woman comes walking from the back of the room with tears in her eyes, streaming down her cheeks. And, you know, I'm thinking, oh no, maybe she's hurt her hand, or maybe, you know, maybe it was too loud, or you know, so I'm kind of trying to ignore it, rolling up these leads and putting my drum in my bag. And she stands literally in front of me, in front of the stage. I can't really ignore it. I say, hi, how are you? You know, she goes, oh, I'm great, thanks. And I just want to say thank you as these tears are streaming down. I'm going, okay. And she just explains to me, I used to be a painter, like a quite good painter by the sounds of things. And she said, you know, I used to live off selling my paintings, and just one day then things became a bit difficult, so I decided to walk into the corporate world and really get a corporate job, which the job I have now. But you today made me realize that I should follow my passion, I should follow my heart. And I'm resigning now. This is it. I'm walking out now. And I was like, wow, okay, that's great for you. And as she walked away, I said, hey, can you do me one favor? And she says, yeah, what's that? Says, can you tell your boss it wasn't me that made you walk out? You know, but we do. It does change people. People feel it, and you know, it's for me, part of that gift is touching people, some people, having some changes within some people in our audiences that walk out of there going, I'm going to follow my passion, I'm going to follow my heart, or I'm going to do more of this, or more yoga, or more Pilates, or spend more time with my kids. It's you know, and that's a fantastic, an amazing sideline to have to something that you do in life, you know.
Totally. Yeah. I guess it's kind of connecting to what you want or need, as opposed to what the environment is telling you that you need.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so you've kind of translated this, going from like what was focused on adults and like the corporate environment and that type of thing, and now you're doing workshops with kids, Jungle Jambo.
What
made you kind of make that shift to working with children?
Okay, that's a really good question. So what happened was, in 2008, we started doing these performances for schools. And there's actually a story here that actually I've never said before, never told anyone before, but now is probably a good moment, because as you're 17 years down the track, why keep these things to yourself? But I've just taken on three people to join my team to set up this corporate kind of workshop team, sales offers that we would do more and more things for these corporate setup, drum workshops, shows, all that sort of stuff. And then the recession came. And I just had these three people taken on. And, you know, I don't know if you know, but I mean, when a recession comes, the very first thing that goes in corporate businesses is the chocolate biscuits, the good coffee, and interactive drumming shows.
The top three.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, what I was then, you know, these three people were actually really close friends, amazing musicians, amazing drummers. drummers. And I didn't really want to say, okay, guys, it's not working, see you later. Mm-hmm. So there was a bit of an anxious time where, of course, the money pot is very, very dry, in fact, negative. And then I just set the team down and said, what are we going to do here? We figured out there was 2,500 schools in New Zealand. And we said, let's actually create a show for schools. So we went, you know, we worked extremely hard, and those three people maintained, and we started doing 200 schools a year and touring. Yeah, touring, but literally tape on my hands every day because my hands were just up three shows a day. You know, I mean, it's
calluses.
We went from 3 to 4 shows a month to doing 3-4 shows a day, and it was the school shows and the reaction of the kids. Mm-hmm. When they saw us coming back and they remembered our songs and they remembered the rhythms, they were just like cheering on the side of the fence. Oh, there's Rhythm Interactive, there's a school show. That we thought maybe one day we should do a theater production where we can really kind of bring this to the kids. But then Jungle Jambo is exactly that. It is a theater production for kids, so it's completely interactive. All the kids get and the parents get drums, but we've weaved in a storyline in cool. The whole show, so the audience is not just part of being part of the music but also part of the storyline. And that was really challenging, because when you're trying to do a musical or you're trying to do a musical piece, mm-hmm. it's one thing to kind of find really exciting and intriguing exercises for people to be involved with on a musical level, but how are you going to weave in an interactive storyline?
Yeah, because the narrative is a whole other level.
Yeah, so I have to admit, I've got a very, very good team that has helped me with this. We've got an art director, we've got a musical director. I've got two incredible performers and another sort of team on the art side. And all of us, we sat down and worked out this storyline and this performance. And I have to say that the last 6 months for me have been have gone by in literally a second. It's been an artistic vortex that I've just been completely flying through, coming out of different portals. But you know, gorgeous. That is really amazing. And I'm just absolutely ready to put our passionate show on stage, because it's gonna be cool.
And do you find that the kind of the work that you do with children or for children is much different to the work that you do with adults, in terms of like what the rhythms that you're doing together and the ways that people respond to them?
Absolutely. So when we're doing shows for adults, and I'll give you a little scenario. So let's say there's 300 drums in the Hyatt Hotel, you know, and there's a corporate function going on there for 2 or 3 days, and we're on day two after lunch. And you see all these adults walking in, and you could see some going, oh no,
I like, have to take part.
I have to do this,
I have to share with people.
I can't play music, or I don't have, you know, I don't have any rhythm in my body or my soul, and or they're going to pick on me. You can see people picking up their phones, pretending that there is a call coming in, and they're trying to, you know, go exit, but then of course there's somebody at the door pushing them back in.
No.
Yeah, exactly. So we love that, because we like to kind of dissolve those insecurities and those barriers, like and you can see it, like 10-15 minutes into the performance, because a lot of comedy into the show as well. Mm-hmm. We cross comedy with theater and music. Within 15 minutes, you can see the ties are being loosened, the jackets go off, they've had a good laugh, they really feel it. We enter that state of kind of a group focus, and afterwards they go, wow, I actually really enjoyed that. Now kids, they see 300 drums in the school hall, they are bursting through the door. They run behind the door. They start drumming frantically and frenetically. You've got teachers running around telling them to stop. I go to the teachers, don't. Let them go. We'll come to a level of getting this sort of, you know, less chaotic once that energy comes out. You've got to work with energies, you know. You can't just say to people, there's 300 drums, now fold your arms and drum when I tell you to. Naturally, of course, the adult rhythms that we do are slightly more complicated. It is important that when you're doing shows for kids that they feel that they can do it. Mm-hmm. But here's the really funny thing. The humor in the adult show is about treating them like kids.
True.
Yeah, but the kid shows, they love to be treated like adults.
Insane.
Yeah. So once we work that out as well, and kids, when you hear a kid laugh from the belly, when they really, really laugh, and you know, we that is such good feedback. And there's a lot of humor in Jungle Jambo, which is focus towards the parents and the kids. So we've made sure of that, that people, that parents really would in the future go, hey, really enjoyed that. We're going again. That was cool. And the kids going, yeah, that was wicked. You know, I mean, that was awesome. We want to go again.
Yeah.
You know, and there's also good inspirational themes behind the show. Together as one, you know, we can do this. You know, we're donating a dollar per ticket sold to the Oren Utang Foundation. You know, so we want to be, because that's the whole reason we're doing these shows. We're doing these shows to bring positive change to our communities and our world. All right. So the storyline is about, you know, Jambo, this little monkey, who has is really sad because a railway line is being built right through the middle of the jungle. Big old trees are being cut down to make way for a railway line. And Luna the owl sees Jambo really kind of sad and says, hey, what's up? And so Jambo explains this. And then Luna suggests, you're a great drummer, you know, you're a great musician. Why don't you go and build a tribe and teach them your music? And once your music is more powerful than those machines cutting down those trees, the railway will be stopped. You will have saved the jungle. And then Jambo gets really excited. But what happens here, of course, is that the audience is the tribe. So the audience becomes the tribe. So Jambo is teaching the audience. And, you know, you've got another little character there as well called Brutus. You always need a villain in any kind of story, right? Yep. So Brutus is trying to jeopardize the whole game for 100 bananas, you know? And so the cool thing about this as well is, like, we've got a high-definition digital screen with hand-drawn animation where these characters are introduced on a digital screen but then being brought to life on the stage and then interacting with the audience. So we've got a three-way interactive performance going on. And I would like to actually think that this is probably a little bit of a new wave of theatre. We'd like to hope that we really have put our creative minds together on this to create an experience for kids and adults where, yes, there are digital screens for certain parts of the show, certainly not the whole part of the show, but still in a way that kids or the audience get to use their imagination.
Yeah.
So that took a little bit of tweaking to get that right.
Get the balance.
Yeah, and definitely by hand drawing the animation and stuff like that, it's kind of that became possible. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. And so the series is running from July 16th to the 20th.
That's right.
Whereabouts can people get tickets and whereabouts is it going to be and such things like that?
Yeah, so like you said, it's going to be the second week of the school holidays, 16th of July to 20th. We're holding it at the Herald Theatre. And that's at the Aotea Centre in Auckland. The shows are at 2:30 p.m. And tickets can be purchased through Ticketmaster. Or you can go to our website, www.junglejambo.com, and you'll see 1,000 little flags where you can book tickets and things like that.
Cool. Perfect. And you mentioned Brutus here, and you've given me a little number here, which I believe is some type of theme, perhaps?
Yeah, so basically we have written all our own songs for the production. We just wanted to be completely original. We just didn't want to use anything from anybody else. So as I said before, we've got an incredible musical director who together as a team, we kind of put this together. So this is a song about Brutus talking to the railway master. So the railway master, of course, is in charge of making sure that these trees are chopped down and that the railway is going to be put through the middle of the jungle. And Brutus kind of has been, he's standing on the sideline talking to the railway master, and the railway master is offering him, hey, I'll give you 100 bananas, you know, if you can stop Jambo building his tribe and teaching his music. And Brutus, of course, goes, bananas, I love bananas, you know, I'm going to do this. But hopefully, you know, later he figures out this wasn't the right thing. But this is the moment in the particular performance where we're introduced to Brutus, you know, trying to make a deal, or actually the railway master trying to make a deal to Brutus.
Well, very, very exciting indeed. Very dramatic, very important messages throughout the entire thing. Thank you so much for coming through, John. And yeah, for everybody who's once again involved, check it out, Rhythm Interactive, Jungle Jambo, junglejambo.com. Yeah, definitely head along, whether you've got kids or not. It sounds like it's going to be a really positive experience for all of you. So thank you for coming through.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, of course. And here is Bruto's song.
Master sat me down, said the train will come from town, said the tracks are coming here, and now there's lots of land to clear. He said, Brutus, don't you know? All these trees have got to go. The railway is coming through, and we have lots of work to do. So bring down the tribe, stop Jambo's drums, stop the jungle jam, hear the train comes. But the workers won't cut trees, they just hear the melodies and rhythm of Jambo's drums, and dance all night till morning comes. So the master made an offer, 100 bananas if I can stop him, if I can bring old Jambo down and help the train to come from town. So bring down the tribe, stop Jambo's drums, stop the jungle jam, hear the train come. Bring down the tribe, stop Jambo's drums, stop the jungle jam, hear the train come.